Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I've been going through these waves. I'm not sure if it's gluten. I don't know if it's sugar. It might be the pint of ice cream I've been eating every night. But I have been spinning out lately. And I have been, my mind, I don't know why or what the deal is. I don't know if I'm going through this. You know, every 3 months they say men have periods. I have no idea. But I don't know what it is. I don't know why I'm there. But I just think it's super interesting, the verses that God, as I've read, the verses that like have just stuck out. And then I really start thinking about them. And then it becomes like a theme that I go through for months. And this verse is one of those verses that is causing effect. It's causing effect. If you go to chapter 21 of Proverbs, verse 5, I know I've gone over this, but it says the thoughts, and these are the calculations of the diligent. And those are those who are steady in application in business, and consistent in effort. Those people, the thoughts of those people, the people that are constant, that give constant effort, tend only to plenteousness, abundance, or gain. But everyone that is hasty, the opposite of diligent, only to want or need or poverty. And there's a law of believing that works in the word. You can have negative believing or positive believing. If you're going to believe something's going to happen, it's going to happen. But those thoughts can be negative. And you got to choose what you think on. So as I've been kind of like spinning out and just, I don't even know what about. It's just been constant lately. Absolutely constant. I was reading this Power for Abundant Living book. And in it describes a situation where there's a woman who has a child. And she's just completely worried about this kid. Now, I can understand this because of my nieces and nephews. Like sometimes, I don't know, again, these thoughts come up that are just completely contradictory to the way I think in life. Especially if you know God, if you work with God, you're not to live in fear, you're not to be in anxiety. But yet sometimes my mind goes there. So anyways, this woman has a child that she's worried about, and her neighbor has 12. Because the first husband, the husband had 5 kids with his first wife. The first wife died. He got remarried. The other wife had 7 kids. So now they have a total of 12 kids. And they lived life very, very free. They weren't afraid. And the neighbor was like, I don't understand why. And the husband said this to her, which again, restructures or reframes my mind. It helps me reframe my mind. It says, this is how we live. My wife and I get the children around the table at breakfast. This is the only time we get our whole family together. When they are all seated, I do the praying. I pray like this, Lord, here we are all together at breakfast. They are all going out to school and other places today. So I leave them in your protection and in your care. You know, and lifts it up in the name of Jesus Christ. And I don't know why this is so profound to me. Do you have any thoughts I have during the day where I, man, like for instance, I'm not married. And sometimes I question, I don't understand. Like one of the things I wanted was this, although there's a whole story behind it. I want to get married, blah, 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 blah. Why am I not married yet? And like, why haven't I found that person? But yet, so I'm spinning out in that thought. And this only happens every now and then. It's hilarious. Yet, how easy is it to pray and say, God, this is in your hands. Take care of it and stop thinking about it. To stop thinking about it is the thing that I'm most interested in, because you can continually spin out. We have our business. We want to grow our business. We're looking for a builder right now, completely to shift everything. Do you spin out in it, or do you say, God, I put that in your hands? Every single time that those thoughts, it's a mechanism for change, I guess is what I'm saying. I've always been interested in the mechanism for change. I allow myself to have the thought. It's okay to think the negative thought, but what do you do to change and renovate your mind? You have to have that that thing. And this is such an easy thing. God, I give it in your hands. I ask you to take care of it in the name of Jesus Christ. And you do that over and over and over again. Don't allow your mind to spin out. And that's what the word of God does for you. When you have the word, when you believe this stuff, When you believe what's in the word, when you have a firm reliance on that, when you believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. When you believe that, you're righteous. And there are promises that come with that. So where are you in your mind? I want to finish up with this in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for not one thing, but in all things through prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need with thanksgiving. Let your requests or those specific requests be made known or declared unto God. This is how you do it. God, I put it in your hands. I put it in your hands. It's a wonderful way to live life. And I'm just very thankful for God that he opens these doors and shows me this stuff for me. And I hope it helps you. Pray the big prayers today. Pray the small prayers. Recognize what's going on in your mind. And lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you pray, it's always to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. And have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for everything you do for us. I pray for a great day and for everything that's going on, especially in the log shop today. It's all gets done. I thank you again for the moments of my life, I'm just very, very grateful for the time that we get with the family and that you continually just make these days elongated, that I can enjoy this time. I thank you again for my family and for the position you put me in. I pray for each and every one of your believers today that you take care of them and for a great night, men's fellowship tonight. And I'm just very, very thankful. I lift up everything to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.